It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. The drama began around the end of July, a very hot and ugly part of the year. It wasn't a great time for me to fall madly in love with Sardina Bandana or to launch myself into a new career. But things always have a way of happening when they happen. We'd had week after week of awful heat and no rain. All the ponds on the ranch dried up, and the creek turned into a ribbon of sand. Why, it was so hot that wild animals were coming up to headquarters to drink water from the stock tanks in the corrals. And we're talking about roadrunners, deer, skunks, raccoons, and even coyotes. Yes, sir, coyotes. In normal times, a coyote won't go anywhere near a place where people stay. But the combination of heat and thirst had made them even bolder and more dangerous than normal. As you will see, that will cause serious problems later in the story. But that's later in the story, and we're not there yet, so forget I mentioned it. We were discussing heat. There are certain times when a dog has energy and ambition. And there are times when he just melts, tries to hide from the hateful glare of the sun, and wishes that the summer would come to an end already. That's the way it was that day in July. Ugly weather. It was the middle of the morning, and already the air was hot and still. Heat waves shimmered on the horizon. The pastures were parched and brown, the grass so brittle that it crackled under your feet. The trees were wilted. Even the weeds were wilted. The roads were so dry they had turned to powder. When a vehicle approached, you could see it coming for miles, throwing up a long plume of dust. Drover and I had done our routine patrols in the cool of the morning. Then at 9 o'clock, we shifted into our dog maintenance program. Are you familiar with the DMP? Maybe not, so let's go over it. Pay attention, I don't want to have to repeat myself. It's too hot. The dog maintenance program is our way of conserving our precious reserves of energy and coping with terrible heat. The first thing we do is find a nice piece of shade. Next, we scratch up the ground and remove the top layer of soil. Why? Simple. In the middle of summer, the ground is hot. To find a cooler layer of dirt, we have to do some digging. Which is too bad, because digging just makes us even hotter. But once we remove the top 2 inches of soil, we have ourselves a little hole into which we can pour our molten bodies. We flop down into our holes and proceed to the second phase of the DMP, in which we... Well, we don't do much of anything, to be honest, and that's the whole point of the DMP. We pant for air and let drops of water drip off our respective tongues. When the need arises, we flick our ears to ward off pesky flies and hateful wasps. But mostly what we do in the DMP is stare.